The Dredge is another great dive site, and you'll find anyone who does a dive course in South Australia will invariably have dived the Dredge. It's at 18 meters, so it's not too deep. It's just at the right depth for a lot of people to do their sort of open water course, and it's a great dive. It's covered in fish and coral, and it's a full-on shipwreck. I mean, it's relatively intact. It's an interesting one. It's a dredge, so it's got like this one section of it, which is the suction dredge component. And you can actually swim up the suction dredge onto the top deck, traverse the length of the vessel, look inside the holes, and it's just full of fish. Really great to just sort of have a swim around, have a look. And it's just an easy dive. It's one that I've been going back to year after year, and whenever you get down there, you always see something new.
It's also one part of two bits that are there as well, because they sank the barge. It's only about 50 meters away. It's quite swimmable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Both these vessels were intentionally sunk as dive sites, and this was back in the 80s where they were scuttled, and together they form a really good sort of, if you were to go out on a boat and do a couple of dives, this would be the one spot you just anchor up and do two simple dives, again very comfortable. The current picks up a little bit, but it's relatively doable if you time it right. Those would be probably the first and easiest dives for a lot of people who are interested and maybe haven't been out there yet to just start off.